Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Carlos in Montreal, Canada, or Quebec, Canada, or somewhere in Canada, somewhere in North America, is joining us. He was getting into bad science and their monsters. Fauci and Mengele, you were getting into Dr. Ewing Cameron and admitted declassified sections of MKUltra.
Alex, that's correct, Alex. The Allen Memorial Psychiatric Teaching Hospital was at the time trying to develop a cure for the schizophrenia. People that really suffered terribly, whose life was being impacted. At the Montreal Neurological Institute in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, Dr. Wilder Penfield had developed technologies called the Montreal Procedure for treating, again, very radically, by removal part of the brain that was responsible for epilepsy. And so the Allen Memorial Psychiatric Hospital undertook this project, financed by a top-secret program called MKUltra. It was sub Project 68. And there's no reason to believe that the Allen Memorial Hospital people and Dr. Ewan knew the secret financing was transferred through a company, through a trust, okay? And so he might not have known, I don't know, he might not have known that it was a CIA project, but I know that suddenly in 63 he just quit and he left and everything and he didn't want to hear about it. Probably somebody whispered in his ear. What I'm not trying to justify anything, what I'm trying to tell you is that the experiments were not necessarily a success because they were trying to cure, but the electric shock, sometimes they were doing like 78% higher than normal, which was really awful, okay? These were not experiments to be proud of, but they were trying to affect the model of the brain as a computer. The brain is not a computer, Alex. Let me tell you sincerely, it is an analog computer at best, but as a calculator, it's terrible. If you try to multiply fractions by fractions, you will just fail. It's not a very good computer, as airplane accidents show many times, the pilot control. So what I want to tell you just basically is that bad science creates bad doctors, it creates monsters. And we now, I want to take you to the future, okay? There was two major grants given, $1.3 billion, €1 billion, to a project, to a scientist who was trying to model with computers the human brain, okay? Again, bad modeling. If you search for the name Henry Markram, you will see that this scientist who did some work on, you know, stimulating neurons and getting them to fire, he came to the idea that you could actually create a computer model, a working model, a holographic type representational model of the human brain and how the mind and so on. Well, it doesn't work like that, okay? It's not a computer. There's a very big difference, and we'll discuss it another time, between what is the mind and the soul, okay? The soul and the mind are two actually distinct things, but let's leave it there for now. What I wanted to just draw your attention to is that what I call little Mengele, Fauci, has been doing with this technology, with this idea that you can have mRNA vaccines and so on. He's tainted by his associations with George Soros, with Wuxi in Wuhan, which is, by the way, in the same area, doing the kind of research, with drugs that were being manufactured by Gilead Sciences, So this will all come out. This will all come out. But in the meantime, what all of these experimentation with mRNA have shown and will show, that in the final analysis, world governance of, let's say, a vaccine or a pandemic can be very destructive, whether it's innocent or not. Can you imagine thalidomide drug that was a cosmetic drug given to women so that they wouldn't have, morning sickness was given worldwide in one shot, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 months later, all these children were born without legs and arms and deformed because of the drug. Can you imagine enforcing these people until they start getting those horrible results? No, world government does not work.
Absolutely. It's an out-of-control medical tyranny. It's by design. And it is genocide being rolled out, the collapse of civilization. The shots cause a collapse. from fear and hysteria and lockdowns and death that leads to the bigger collapse that causes the mega death. Thank you so much, Carlos. Amazing points. We'll be back with more callers. Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendental control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Should you wear a mask if you're healthy?
No.
And if you're not sick, you shouldn't be wearing a medical mask. But if you are, then you should.
Right now is our insistence now on wearing masks.
Masks do not work for the general public.
People should not be walking around with masks. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
You do not need to wear a medical mask.
Masks don't control viruses. They control you. That's what this is about. I really believe that if we get rid of the masks, the rest of this house of cards fall down.
It just blew my mind how the entire world just rolled over and put on a mask.
The biggest issue with face masks is the impact they have on our children.
But children in masks is absolutely dangerous.
And this has to stop. Defend our children.
The air should not be illegal to breathe.
COVID Land, Episode 2, The Mask. Order your copy now at InfoWarsStore.com and receive Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death absolutely free from InfoWarsStore.com.
And yes, we produced the film, and the producer, the main producer, and the filmmaker will be joining us coming up in the next segment. We got a bunch of clips from the film. And I know as an audience, you already know all this stuff, but they want you to forget what happened just a year and a half ago. This is part two. As we move forward to part five, that's the whole end game, the latest info on how to stop them. They don't want a record of what they really did out there. That's why this film is so important. I hope you get it right now. Okay, let's rush through your phone call. Sid Canoe, or Cano, from Washington State, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, I got you there, little birdie. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing's going to be all right. Part of my job is to open up the truth to people in different ways who are blind curmudgeons. And so I'm pretty much disabled, can't even make videos. But one thing I can do, I take my ukulele into the hive of the least church state in the union. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, by the way, from Washington State.
And by the way, you sound really good with that ukulele over the phone, brother. We love it.
Well, my reply to the last caller who had criticisms, look, as a person who also has experience in commercial radio, without some funds coming in, there is no broadcast, you understand? And plus, Alex is not going to hide this truth from us. It's not like he's not going to leak all the details of Reset Wars without you actually having to spend a small amount of money. Look, I think, and here's my thing. Look, I'm in a rock and a hard place. They give me a little show here on American Freedom Radio where American freedom matters. I take this ukulele out there. I use 60s radicals music, and I use it to enlighten them. I played Electric Eye by Judas Priest a couple weeks ago. I played Crazy by CeeLo, the whole thing, trying to enlighten people.
Hey, Sid, I love your voice, love what you're saying, and love the connection you've got. Your phone is so clear. It sounds like HD. Play us Electric Eye on the ukulele.
Well, about Alex Jones, okay, look, I know he's not a prophet as far as biblically concerned, but when he speaks, he is a public expounder. And what I'm asking people, my job is to open up the audience of Christians who are very, very small minority. It's a small global connection of home churches, right? Home churches. But they don't know what's going on. They need to know not to get the death jab. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Hey, so Bob Marley knew what was going on. He knew that, look, all they do is see them fighting for power, but they know not the hour. So they bribe men with their guns, spare parts, and money, trying to belittle our integrity. Well, they want us to keep fussing and fighting.
Well, Sid Cano, how do people find you? Because I want to get you on as a guest, man. You're amazing.
I'm struggling to keep any. I have no budget.
Where do people find you? They want to find you. Where do they find you?
You search Zidkenu, and I do a little live stream every week on American Freedom.
Well, it's not Sid Cano. It's Zid Cano.
Yeah, Zidkenu, and you should find my BitChute, Brighty on. I like Mike Adams a lot. I talk about natural things.
Well, that's beautiful. But start over. I want to hear Electric Eye played on a ukulele right now. Do it.
I'll do the second verse. Always in focus, you can't see my stare. I zoom into you, you don't even know I'm there. I take a pride in probing all your secret moves. My tearless retina takes pictures that can prove I'm made of metal, you know, so I could do the whole thing. But I do that on stage.
You know what you sound like? You sound kind of like Ted Nugent.
Well, Ted is a rock star. I mean, look, he's a guy who started at 4 years old, played with all the cats in Detroit. Not a racist, right? Because that's also my thing. I do Bob Marley. You know, I ask the audience, what color was Bob Marley? Do you know? He was red. We were all red. Did you know the name Adam means red clay? And all of us are one people, one blood, one nation. And on my show, we talk about who's behind it all. Go for the Jesuit Black Pope. We know that the EU is the head of the Beast of Revelation. It's the seventh head of the Beast of Revelation. Those are the things that we study. We know there's more to the time of the end than Revelation. Elijah had a vision too, you know, of war, revolution, and now anarchy. In fact, Alex, I did send you a resume a few years ago. I said,
well, listen, Zed, get his name and number. We'll get you on as a guest, okay? Maybe Saturday we'll do 30 minutes with him and have him play some songs for us. Amazing, sir. Thank you so much. Wow. Another caller. Let's talk to Corey in Wyoming. Corey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. I want to call on all humans on the face of the earth that are unvaccinated to identify as organic humans with heirloom genetics.
Oh, my God, that's so smart. I was thinking about myself a month ago. We are literally heirloom humans. We are non-GMO, like a tomato. Oh, my God, that's powerful.
Also, I wrote you a song, me and my buddy in our garage, the greatest speech ever given on the face of the earth, Teddy Roosevelt. It's YouTube, Human Compliance, Arena Man, and it's a way to memorize the greatest speech while singing along to music.
Well, we got all the music people calling today. So, Corey, tell me again. It's what's the name of the deal where I find Teddy Roosevelt to music?
It's, yes, it's on YouTube, Human Compliance, Arena Man.
Arena Man. All right.
Also, I put a chorus in it because it doesn't really have any repeating things. And the chorus is, when you come for us, we come for you.
I totally agree. So let's elaborate on that, because people used to 20 years ago get mad about GMO potatoes or corn or tomatoes. And I agree. And studies show it was sterilizing the rats that ate it, were eating it. Now they're GMOing us like it's no big deal.
That's right. We need to continue on our pure genetic ancestral lines into the future. Also, these blue cities want you to reimagine policing, but in the end, all they want you to do is reimagine logic. So anytime something doesn't make sense, they want you to reimagine logic.
Also, well, that's right. Like, reimagine. No, you don't want mothers and fathers. You don't want organic farms. You know, even Bill Gates says ban organic farms. The UN says organic farms are bad for the earth.
Yes. These app-based work programs, when you work for like Amazon, it's all app-based. I've determined that to be AI-directed human compliance training. I think that's
AI-directed human compliance training. Wow, the callers there are amazing. You're damn right that's what it is.
Also, plug for your product is, do you want to perform like the cameras are rolling? Alpha Power should pretty much tap out.
Love it, brother. What else is going on, Corey?
Love the show. Been listening since 08. The band Clutch, you like to play, they have a song mentioning you by name. It's called Outland Special Clearance. I think you need to play that. It's got a ton of power behind it, and I think you will.
I didn't know that. Outland Special Clearance. I'm a fan of Clutch. I figured some of what we cover is influence their music. It sounds like it, but I know that. Outland Special Clearance, huh?
Yes, it is amazing. You will love it, and it's a good thing you don't have that Hellcat anymore, because you would get a speeding ticket while listening to this song.
Corey, I love you. Gosh, you just buoyed my soul. Humans are awesome, and we can see the face of God. We are the interface with God. That's why they want us destroyed. We are God's little probes. That's why the devil wants us shut down. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
He's made. You can find out more at framingtheworld.com. And he is the man producing the five-part series, Covenantland Part 2, The Mask, which is even more powerful than the first installment, which is hard to do. Covenantland.com to find the film. I am a limited producer involved helping get it done and voiced it. It's exclusively available on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. He had a caller last hour ago. Why are you selling stuff? How do they pay for interviewing more than 50 people and flying people all over the country on films and editing and putting together and producing DVDs and selling it? This is not about making money. We want to make money. We go join the globalists. And I'm not addressing that caller as much as other people realizing who else is going to fight the globalists if it's not us. So we hope you get it. We hope you make thousands of copies. We hope you share it. It's about you seeing it and sharing it. Money gets it produced and gets it to you. We could go serve the system all day, and they would lavish us with money as we sold out humanity. So again, you need to get the film Covenantland Part 2, The Mask. Part 1 is also available. It's going to be a five-part series, a historical documentation of the takeover. It ends with the Great Reset takeover that's going to be currently produced as it happens. But this is the history of it, and very important about The Mask is a fraud. And you notice we say in the film, The Mask is going to be forever, and now they're admitting The Mask is forever. Get a copy of it at InfoWarsStore.com and get a free copy of two of my films on DVD. We've never done this before with Dark Secrets of Sad Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death. Two films on one DVD to understand the people running this whole show. So Liberty Man is the tech entrepreneur that loves liberty and hates the New World Order. And he helped get zero money back for himself, pay millions of dollars to produce it. Now we're selling it, so InfoWars gets funded, and the director and the film crew gets paid. So that's the inside baseball. Who cares? That doesn't matter. The point is, it's powerful. The enemy doesn't want it to be seen. And you can get the DVD now at InfoWarsStore.com, and soon we'll post part two. The last video got like 5 million views on News Wars and on the Bandai video. But again, you as an audience already know all this stuff. It's about reaching other people, then getting them to reach others. That causes the chain reaction. So let's go to Paul Wittenberger here with Liberty Man. Paul Wittenberger, I mean, man, we are watching this happen in live time. I just hope that we defeat them so part five comes out next year, because they're about to hit the internet kill switch, brother. That's why DVDs are so important with an internet kill switch. Having a hardcore record, a digital book, is what this is going to be so critical.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I'm so glad that this was seen by 5 million people, the first episode. I mean, really, almost 6 million people if you include all the other uploads of this film. So episode 1 was a huge success. Episode 2, though, guys, is even better. And so I really hope you guys head over to InfoWarsStore.com and get this episode. It is a great tool to wake up your friends and family, and just get them out
and
of
Paul,
the trance.
Paul, just interrupt. People ask, why are you selling a DVD if it's going to be on Bandai Video? Because you're the people planting the seeds. You're the ones that want to pay so that other people get saved. It takes people committing to win a war. So exactly. Have a DVD. Have the original soon. Part 2 is going to be posted to Bandai Video. I hope it gets, like you said, 5 million views or whatever it was last time I checked. Yeah, almost 5 million views. That's a huge success in and of itself. Please continue.
Well, I've been working on this since December of last year. So, I mean, if we didn't make any money, I mean, there's no way I could spend you know, 16 hours a day working to get these episodes done.
Yeah, I don't want to obsess on the caller last hour. It's just so evil to say that we're fighting evil, we're being shut down, we're under attack, and we shouldn't be selling something. It's a satanic phone call. Let's just move on from that. But tell us what's in the mask. I've watched it. The other film is very powerful because it shows a bunch of history they want us to forget. Murdering folks in hospitals, all of it. It's very powerful. But this one is so pertinent now because it's like a message to people of activism of here's how the mask is a scam. Give this to your city council, your school board, your college. I mean, this is powerful.
Right. Well, the mask is not only 100% useless, but it's dangerous as well. So I think that this film does a really great job at just talking to the average person and explaining them why it's dangerous, why it's useless, and why they're using this tool to propagate this whole lockdown, this whole debacle of COVID.
And we've got a bunch of these clips here talking about that and showing the science. Liberty Man. You know, we started out now eight months ago in these productions, I mean, before shooting it. But how fast, what's it like to be in the middle of this and watching it happen in real time?
It's quite something. You know, I remember when Paul and I were collaborating on the mask episode, we figured, oh, no, we need to get this out now. The mask thing might not be such an issue. And we talked about it, and I said, you know, I don't know. My hunch is that they're going to make the mask a permanent fixture. The reason is because it's at Edward Bernays level propaganda gimmick is really what it is. It's the symbolism. G. Edward Griffin is in the episode, and I think he elegantly says that it's an outward visual for everybody to see that there's this consensus. Everybody agrees that, well, if I have a mask on, then this whole thing must be real. I believe it's real. And if everyone around me's got it on, well, groupthink kicks in. And I'm really convinced, Alex, that, you know, we have a lot of fronts in this war, but, if we want to, start to gain some ground on this whole medical tyranny, ditching the mask is huge, because if we can go out and about and carry, you know, go on out, go to the gym or go to restaurants or what have you and not have this foolish, soiled face diaper hanging over our mouth and nose, everybody's looking at each other and seeing things are normal, and it'll click in their mind, things are normal, right? But when everyone's all masked up, where it's this constant perpetuation of, oh, there's a pandemic, there's a health crisis, and let's be honest, right? This is just a propaganda stunt, really.
Beautifully said. It's the symbol of the permanent emergency. It's the symbol of believing the fraud. It's the symbol that you're dirty and evil and taking it off as a revolutionary act. And I would say, as negative as things are, as bad as things are, the globalists admit in their own internal documents that have leaked, it's not going well for them. They thought we would submit a lot more. So we're definitely in the fight right now.
Yes, we are. And I think it's going to take little tiny acts of resistance for us to start gaining some major ground and really have the momentum shift our way. The mask is one where I think, you know, obviously your audience is pretty based and they're going to already be aware of the foolishness of the face diaper. That's great, but let's be honest. We all are dealing with this face mask because it could be our favorite store, our favorite gym, or wherever that we like to go. Somebody's in control of a mask policy and they're pushing it onto people. So with this episode, what I'm really hoping is that we could make this the activist episode. This is the one where it's like you want to get a handful of DVDs and you want to strategically put this in the hands of people that are in control of mask policies. Maybe it's your boss at work. Maybe it's somebody that, you know, is the general manager or store manager at some place that you like to be a patron of. We want to target and get this into people because this whole episode is designed to make people to appeal to a wide general audience, give them a lot of scientific data about the reality, how the mask doesn't help you, it hurts you, but also for them to see what it's doing to kids. And at the end of it, for them to just be like, there's just no way I'd ever put one of these on.
In fact, Liberty Man, that's why I wanted to get you guys on a few weeks ago when you told me this in a phone call. Come back and recap that because I want to put that up front in a video I release. You're right. This is the activist DVD, and if people use this, we can turn the tides. So this could be literally your last chance with all the insane things happening in the world to get InfoWars products and to support us
into 2022, the do or die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Rainforest Plus, 50% off, amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, highest rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVID Land 2, the mask film. When you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, right now, as we speak, Joe Biden, the puppet president, is giving somebody the Congressional Medal of Honor, and they're all wearing masks. Oh, we're in a permanent emergency. Oh, we're in the cult. Remember a few years ago, Wired Magazine had the article, "He Who Must Not Be Named." It was my face covered up by a black veil being sucked into the darkness, the red, white, and blue. The archetypal image is America is being silenced. You're being taken to the darkness. They're telling you as a sick joke what's actually happening. Liberty Man, who is the money man, a tech entrepreneur that's helped produce the five-part series that's in production right now, part two of COVIDland, The Mask, which is the activist issue. He told me about this a few weeks ago on the phone. I said, you've got to come on. This is genius. You're absolutely right. Just like some of my previous films that I helped direct and produce, you guys have directed and produced this, have been game changers. Recap what you were saying, Liberty Man, about this being the activist film, DVD, underground. Folks still have DVD players. They can be told it's forbidden information. You know, we see this. The masks are permanent. Oregon now made it permanent. They're announcing it's permanent in Europe. I mean, it's happening now. COVIDland, the mask, is such an incredible tool for people to take action with, and it's really up to them. How much action do they take with this to actually do something?
Yeah, it's quite something. You know, I think if you think about the context we're in, right, there's a lot of mindless compliance going on. And I'm in a country where there is a mask mandate, and yet I'd say 70-80% of people are out and about with masks. And we're talking like outside, 30-degree weather, doing yard work, riding on motorcycles with no helmets down the highway, but they got a face diaper on. You know, this kind of just complete nonsense. But what I found is if you can talk to people, most people, if you talk to them and just give them a little bit of information, and they see you not wearing a stupid face mask, it's contagious. They start to feel like an idiot for wearing one. And especially if you get the real reasons to not wear one, you can win them over on this issue. You can unlock them up on the simple issue of just a face mask. So the activist episode, this episode two, is one where we can have a huge influence. And I think we can start to tear down this consensus perception that we're in a health crisis.
Talk about that, because if people get the DVD, we want them to make copies, it doesn't have copyright protection. If they hand out and say, hey, here's the forbidden information, the mask is a fraud, it's a symbol of slavery, it's like the Nazi armband. This could really explode if this audience of millions gets the DVD and then shares it.
Yeah, I agree. And the key thing, too, is the kids, right? In the episode, we show how it has a psychological effect on children. And if you think about now, we're 2 years almost into this, and about a year and a half where, you know, the face poopy, the face mask has been a thing. Well, kids are now, you know, you can look at some kids that are 4 or 5 years old. I know, Alex, you have a young kid. Paul, you do. I do as well. And you're sitting there looking at like, well, 50-60% of your life now you've spent seeing people in face masks where you don't get to see their full face. We're participating in the conditioning of a new generation.
This is total dehumanization. This is preparing us to not see ourselves as human or individuals. Let's play a few clips and then get the director's take on it. Here's clip one, Sherry Tenpenny and J. Edward Griffin on mass conformity. Then clip two, Daniel McCarthy. Play both those.
It just blew my mind how quickly and how readily the entire world just rolled over and put on a mask.
I see the mask as a symbol of conformity to the lie, a symbol that everybody agrees with the lie. Otherwise, they wouldn't be wearing the mask. And if everybody agrees that it must be true, if it's consensus, well, I guess so. We've been trained to think that. If you've got the majority or a huge majority believing something, it must be true. When in fact, it's usually just the opposite.
I've never worn a mask. I will not wear a mask. You couldn't pay me $1 billion to wear a mask. And here's why. I know as soon as I put that mask on, a little piece of me is going to die. Now, not everybody can do what I do. You know, some people have to do it because their work's telling them to do that. Or some people think that I have to fly on this airplane, or I have to ride in this Uber, or I have to go to this restaurant. And that's why we have the mask, is because not enough people said no.
This movie needs to be seen. It needs to be copied. It needs to be aired. You need to have local showings. You need to get it out. And that's why we made it, so you could have it and get it out. COVIDland 2, The Mask, at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get the free Bohemian Grove films with it. Going to the director from FramingTheWorld.com, Paul Wittenberger. Paul, I mean, this, everything we warned about years ago is now happening. This is literally like antibiotics when your child's dying of a bacterial infection. I mean, this film's got to get out to people.
Right. And what you saw there was just a few people that we interviewed. In this episode, we interviewed 18 different people. That 8 of those people were not in episode 1. So a lot of great interviews. We had Tammy Clark, who you just had on the show the other day. We had Dr. Eric Napudi, Dwayne Stovall.
And by the way, the job you did, I mean, I wish it looks like HBO. Such a quality production.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I did try to spend a lot of time and making sure, you know, the lighting was good, the sound was good, and that's what I really focused on because the sound is so important in a production. And so, yeah, I did try to as best as I could to make it sound and look good.
Well, what do you want to see come out of this? Because, I mean, we can see that Germany and Austria have announced they're going to start arresting people in mass, forced inoculation starting in a month and a half, Austria to begin shipping unvaxxed to prisons, 1 year in prison. I mean, this is it. It's not a joke. It's a real fraud.
Right. And, you know, if people really understood the power of this episode, you know, they would go out and get it and get multiple copies because we need to get these out to as many people as we possibly can. We need to share this with everyone. And so especially when it comes out free online on band.video, you know, we really need your audience to send it out to as many people as they can because this does have the power to change people's hearts and change people's minds. And that's what we want to do.
COVIDland 2, the mask, is bolt cutters to cut the chains off. Liberty Man, what do you want to say about this?
Well, Alex, part of me just can't believe that so many people fall into compliance. But the realization is that we have, like you say, there's reset wars. And I was thinking about it last night, and you know, you could look at 1776 as being a great reset. You could look at Magna Carta as being a great reset. They're trying to have their great reset. And so it really is reset war. What kind of reset are we going to have?
I totally agree. The Magna Carta was a reset in 1215. 1776 was a reset. They're trying to have their big reset against us right now. This is the corrupt globalist offensive.
That's right. So when I think about this mask episode, I kind of see us, you know, we partnered on this documentary series. I kind of think about us as being a little bit of a special forces unit in your arsenal. You know, you're the big general and you've got a lot of fronts that you're fighting on. And then we come in and we help augment what you're doing. And so this is a special forces strike, this episode too. That's, you know, this is the activist episode. And I do think that the mask is a key pillar in their entire COVID campaign.
I mean, I think it's the central pillar. It's their symbol. It's who they are. And I agree with you. If the listeners got excited and if they got the DVD and made copies and re-uploaded it and had showings in the library and everywhere, it would totally cause a chain reaction. So it's the catalyst. It's the sword in the stone waiting for somebody to pull it. We've got to stand up to these virtue signalers and the people under Stockholm Syndrome. Get COVIDland 2, The Mask, Part 2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it. Make copies at public showings and more. We'll be right back. Got a bunch of clips from the film we're about to premiere. Stay with us.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The next hour, the Gerald Celente is going to be taking over. I meant to play this earlier as a symbol of how we defeat them. Because, yeah, this guy jumping on national Australian TV is not that spectacular, but he gets the message out. And then if others do this like we did 5 years ago during the 2016 election, it's going to bring the globalists down. Man video bombs COVID newscast. Stop lying to the world from Australia. Here it is.
Among the other things they'll be discussing, no doubt, is this massive outbreak that we've seen north of Sydney in Newcastle. But it may have been a person from a Sydney boat party that has taken the variant to Newcastle. Now, if that is the case, the person was in the Bronx.
Stop lying to the world. Lying to the world.
We're going to leave Gabby there. Someone interfering with her cross. We'll cross back to her a little later.
Someone interfering in our mind control. Remember Tucker Carlson sitting there on Fox News outside, and the guy jumps across, Hillary Clinton's a rapist, put her in prison, Infowars.com, and then it caused a whole chain reaction. We are so close to a chain reaction of nonviolent, peaceful information, and that's where this film comes in. It's like you're in a fight for your life. You didn't start a fight. You're going out at Target at like 10 o'clock at night. You're loading your stuff. Some weird schizophrenic, homeless person starts a fight. You're like, hey, I don't want to fight. They swing. They hit you in the side of the head. You're like, okay, I got to kick this person's ass. You didn't ask for the fight, but you're going to put them down now. And it's the same thing. I don't know if COVID Land 2 is going to be the punch that keeps them down. I don't know if it's going to be Reset Wars that does it. I don't know. But I know this. If I stop fighting, I'm going to lose. So everything I do is an attack. Everything I do is a punch back. I didn't ask for the fight. I didn't start the fight. But if they're going to attack us, we're going to defend ourselves. And this is an information war. So don't sit over there, oh, Alex tells me I'm important to make me feel important. No. I need you to save me and my family. Seriously. We've got to wake up together. We're not going to beat this unless we wake up together. This is our big quest. This is our big time. This is the biggest, most scientific attack on humanity in recorded history. In our entire history, we know of it. There may have been something worse, like Atlantis. But the point is, they're making their move on us right now. And so I don't know if COVID Land 2, which is an amazing film, so well produced, that, you know, I'm punched drunk knowing the information. I still watch it. It blows me away. I don't know if this is going to save us, but I know resistance is going to save us. Liberty Man, you want to comment on that? Then Paul Wittenberger?
Yeah, I think we're waiting still for the flashpoint, right, Alex, to see a turning of the tide. They've kept us on our heels now for a long time with this COVID stuff.
Almost 2 years. We're about to enter year three.
That's right. They've kept us on our heels, and they're just all out with the propaganda. The big difference this time, of course, is they've got the Internet, which you could think of as a giant analytical tool, right? They've got all these sensors. Basically, they can judge the effectiveness of their propaganda, where it's working, where it isn't, and they've got a huge behavior sciences aspect to everything that's going on. So they've got the jump on us, let's just be honest. However, I'm eternally optimistic, and I do believe that, you know what, even if all the odds are against us, I'm still going to do the right thing, and I'm going to go down fighting, man. I'm going to go down swinging, and I'm comfortable with that. And I think we just have to get to a spot where we stop clinging to these little things in our life, these little comforts and whatnot, and just accept the reality of what's going on, where we're at, And I recognize not everyone's in a position to, you know, you've got day jobs, families, and everything else. So, there's little things you can do, though, like getting copies of this DVD and sticking it into people's hands. You know certain people in your life that this could make a difference, or that it could affect policy change in little areas. Take that action. Do those little steps. And, you know, it'll be death. The New World Order is going to die, and it'll be death by a thousand cuts. That's how they're going to go down.
Exactly. You were never going to hear about our victories. We're never going to get celebrated. It doesn't matter. Because here's the deal. My last straw is this. They're now injecting children worldwide with this poison. The deaths are happening. It's going on. We are living in a mass genocide. So let's not deny it. Let's just move forward as men. We're expendable and just not worried. So many of you worried about your boss, worried about your job, worried about any of that. You're going to lose all that anyways unless we stop these people. Paul, got any comments on this?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why, you know, we need to fight back. And so I think this is a great way to help people fight back. And so because of the censorship, you know, it's more important than ever that everyone tries to upload it and share it to people, because we need to put it out in as many fronts as possible. Because
and I
they
totally
are
agree with you. Your film is not just a great way. I mean, I can tell you, when it comes to exposing the mass fraud, it's the way. People should be at city councils, school boards, introducing this as evidence and demanding they watch it. Go ahead. People should be knocking on their doors politely, every city council member, every board member, every school board member, saying, hey, I want you to watch this, and then I want you to give me a response to it. Continue.
Right, and people are waking up by the droves. And so these kind of tools are ways to get people more to wake up. And I think this is the greatest tool on the subject of masks that is out there. So if everyone just goes to COVIDLand.com, gets a copy, and then especially shares it once it goes free online, that is how we make a difference.
Beautifully said. You know, there's so many clips here I haven't gotten to, but, you know, going back to Liberty Man. Liberty Man, like you said, it's actually empowering to know this is so real and just to commit to the fight. And so many people are on the sidelines. They know it's real, but they say, what do I do? What can they do?
Well, you know, Alex, when we were involved with this episode, too, even when it was rough edits and I was going through it, it would hit me like a ton of bricks, this episode. Like, you'd be watching it, and you know what's coming up and everything else, and then there's a certain part in the episode where it just, it connects with you at your core, right? It cuts right through all the propaganda and all the stuff that's going on in your mind, and it hits you, your base humanity. And it's just, it's just this realization that it's like, I was born into this. You know, we all were born into this. This whole New World Order thing that's culminating at the stage that we're at, they were working on this stuff long, long, decades and decades ago. So this is the world. This is just where we're at.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was telling my guys later, take this clip, put it up front of the video. Sorry, I had my mic up. Keep going. We were born into this.
And I think, you know, it's just this, just get real with it, accept it, and get angry about it. You know, Alex, 10 years ago, I think it was, there was a what's now a famous rant that you did, and it was about, you know, Bill Gates, the TED conference, you know, the chicken neck, but you started yelling in that. You said, be human again, be a man, you know, and I think that was just so powerful, that rant that you did, because it was just, it's like, guys, stop, put down the silly little things that you do. The video games or the what have you, like, you're not a child anymore. This is our time, and we're adults, and we're in the front lines, whether you like it or not. You are on this battlefield. So just do the right thing. You know, you're not going to be on this earth for a very long time. You're not going to live forever. And don't you want to look back and say, hey, guess what? Here's what I did. And I think about it, you know, your grandkids and whatnot, they might ask you one day, if you get to the stage where you've got grandkids, Dad, what did you do during that time? Do you really want to say, well, I was one of those guys that I put on the armband and I snitched and everything else? Or do you want to say, hell no, I stood my ground. I did not. I was principled. I stuck with principles, and I stuck with true scientific information. And I didn't lose sight of I didn't lose control of my own opinions.
Beautifully said, Liberty Man. Paul Wittenberger, closing comments about COVID Land 2, the mask.
Well, you know, in this episode, we go into how it's affecting the children. And that's what I think is one of the biggest things that it's affecting is the children. And it baffles my mind that schools, even today, are still mandating masks. So, guys, go to your city council meetings and get this information out that people need to take these off, and we need to just stop complying.
Beautifully said. All right, I'm going to come back, and Gerald Salinde is going to take over, but I want to play after you guys leave, and thank you both, Liberty Man and Paul Wittenberger at FramingTheWorld.com, and, of course, CovidLand.com takes you right as a sublink to InfoWarsStore.com to get part one and part two in the free films that we're going to give people with that. But there's so many clips here of Dale Bigtree and Christian Megan and Dr. Eric Nepte, and Lisa Haven and Brian Mashey and Ty Bollinger and Robert Kennedy Jr. And this whole big clip, it's like 7 minutes long, of parents and children speak out. Very, very powerful. We'll try to air as much as we can coming up at the start of the next hour. And then Gerald Salinde takes over. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there goes Paul Wittenberger and Liberty Man. I'm going to end this hour, come back and play a few more clips. Sorry to all the callers. We got to most of you, we could. Thank you. And then we're going to have Gerald Salinde take over. But get the film, COVID Land Part 2, and get a free copy of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.